What's up? This is Out of Pocket. I'm the Jethro Jenkins.
I'm not Amerigo Vespucci.
Well, I'm Zach Shorts.
Who is this guy?
He discovered America. What are you talking about? Amerigo Vespucci.
Is this a fact?
Yeah.
Amerigo beat Columbus's bitch ass in this country. Columbus never stepped foot in the North America.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that was a fact. I knew that was some bullshit.
This is the shit. Y'all don't want to teach critical race theory, but y'all want to teach that bullshit.
They was making up songs about it back in the day, too.
And they were bangers.
You know, they were bangers.
1492.
92. This ocean blue. Hey, that shit went crazy, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, but anyway, I guess are we here to talk basketball today? We start off with a Vespucci. You feel me?
To quote the great Luka Doncic, God damn! What happened to the Mavs?
Hey, so what? How do y'all feel about game one?
They so
just
boring.
Got their ass kicked, right? Obviously. How do y'all feel about game one?
Warriors got in those cheeks like a wedgie. not anything we didn't expect. Again, look at this squad. Steph has been dormant, really. He's been chilling, laying the cut. Jordan Poole, you know, like a true light-skinned, it's sad that he's a sixth man now, came out ready to get buckets. But Luka got clamped up. They got in Luka's cheeks like a wedgie in the second half. Andrew Wiggins. And I'm just going to get the slander out now. And Luka Hype, don't get mad at me, because we know Luka is going to come back and bust some ass soon. But we got to get the jokes in while we can get it in. Like, when the Warriors were trash for those few seasons, we had to get all the slander in, knowing that these days would happen. Now they may be our only hope to thwart the hills of Caucasia if the Celtics somehow advance to the finals. So we may find ourselves being Warriors fans. But I saw a tweet before we get into too much where somebody's basically mountains. Like, LeBron stands have turned into Luka stands because they're afraid of, like, what Steph's going to do to LeBron's legacy. Gentlemen, we are four championships to four finals MVPs deep. We are four finals MVPs deep. We are not worried about you guys. No. We are sipping Lobos, worried about our own LeBronny going to prom, you know, hoping, you know, he's strapping. You know, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, prom can turn. And next thing you go, you got little Bronny. So
yeah.
Just strap it. No comment. Love who you love.
Oh, I love this, bro. No, but yo, I mean, for me, what's wild is like the first half.
Every episode we try to get canceled. If you haven't known, we're gonna say this is out of pocket. It's not in pocket. We're not in a pocket right now. We're out of that shit.
Big facts. Big facts. First half, Steph didn't look that good until Luka was talking that shit. Luka said something to on the free throw. I don't know if y'all peeped that where they was talking. I was going back and forth. And Draymond came in there and grabbed Steph like, yo, relax, you feel me? After that, Steph became a fucking flamethrower.
What do you
think? They went up 20 fucking points. Bro, this he ain't Devin Booker,
but I think, I agree. But I also think, like, Luka is, like, saying those things. Because they talk about it in MMA and boxing. There's the fighters that need to get punched in the face to fight well. That Luka's, like, saying it, hoping he says something back that will get Luka going.
It went
and inadvertently
way,
gets, exactly, which is, that can happen. But here's my thing. Adam Silver, get Scott Foster on one of these games, because otherwise this ain't going to be a series.
The Foster freeze.
Get Draymond out of here
the
just
Foster
for one
freeze.
Game. Yes, sir.
Get the fix. Get the
please.
Fix.
One game.
Go ahead and fix one and stretch it out. You feel me?
To all my friends at the NBA office, I have nothing to do with it. I pander for bags. What do we think that Luka said to Steph, though? Do we think he said a word that started with a letter? I don't know.
Not Luka. No, we ain't going to go there with Luka, are we? No.
Or do we think Luka called Steph white boy or something like that? Like, shut up.
Shut your light skin ass
shut
up.
White boy.
Shut your bright ass up.
I'd love it if it was
I'm
Luka.
I'm drinking beers, homie. Four conference finals, whatever.
Saying how musty Aisha's barbecue restaurant is, like, I like in his Slovenian accent, like, I know,
did he eat at
I know real
restaurant?
Barbecue in Dallas, and saying, what's that?
Did he eat at Aisha's restaurant?
No, I don't think so. I just think that that's always
did
a
she
fun
have a barbecue
thing.
Restaurant yeah. in the Bay. What's it
so,
called?
I forget. It's something called Smoke. It's something Smoke. It's search it if you can. But what's funny is when the Rockets were playing, all the Rockets fans are going on leaving one star reviews.
That's don't some do bullshit.
Way back.
Don't
I know. I agree.
That's hey, some Karen I will five star to bring the balance back.
What's I'm going
to
keep it a stack with you, though.
International Smoke.
Yeah.
Which is what Luka gives to most of
that's
these people.
Not today, though, my
not
boy.
Today.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, if
what's
it's,
the featured item on the International Smoke menu?
Can we get some prices as well? Well, I said have market price ribs. Like, get the fuck out of here with that, you know?
Dry rub, what are we doing? Aisha, we will put five stars. We will not disrespect you like that.
I'd love to go up
in
there
your cooking and culinary endeavors,
because,
okay?
I got, you know, when it comes to ribs.
Do you know who has terrible
ribs? What?
Memphis.
Oh, no, it doesn't. No.
You went to the wrong place. Yeah, yeah. California has terrible ribs.
I went to four different Memphis rib restaurants.
Four?
BB King's. I know you said Tourist Trap. Tourist Trap.
He went to Applebee's. Tourist Trap. About it was bad. Of course it was bad.
Tony Memphis, Roma's Memphis. Ass.
Nobody cares that you make your ribs on a charcoal grill if they're going to be ashy and dusty and lack moisture and flavor. Put them shits in the oven. It's okay.
Pig should have hit pig, and you should have had that other joint over there by the Lorraine Hotel.
Not out of respect for Martin Luther the King, I wasn't going to eat no swine
in the vicinity of the Lorraine Hotel. That motherfucker was eating swine? that was a swine eating ass motherfucker.
They turned the hotel where Martin Luther the King got assassinated into a museum. You can buy t-shirts there now.
That's some bullshit. Capitalism.
I'm like,
you know,
damn.
That's a wild shit we think about it.
The moment.
Where does the money go? That's what we need to know.
But the moment of a tragedy and someone be like, no, hold on, don't move that. We're going to make this a museum and that's going to be the gift shop. That shit is crazy to me, always.
When
and
he actually died.
I know, but that's always crazy that someone in their mind is like, no.
How do we monetize this tragedy?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy. That's capitalism, though. That's where we at. You feel me?
Welcome to America. You know, like,
we go real political.
This is why we love. This is why we love this show.
Thumbs down, thumbs down.
Right. Why you got to make it political?
Sorry.
Quit race baiting darkies.
Right. Stick to basketball.
Shut up and pod.
Shut up and pod.
This show is off the rails already.
Oh,
this is my
shit.
Type of, this
we
is my type of
Wiling boys. All right.
What were we talking about? Aisha's Barbecue. Memphis ribs,
$32. That's gotta be a full rack.
How many sides? How many sides?
That's decent price.
No sides with the ribs. Sides are extra.
The pitcher
does
six.
Wait.
Also, it's beef ribs.
Beef ribs or pork?
American style, 32 Korean.
Ooh, okay.
Ah, see, I'm
too much going on. No sides. Fuck it with it.
No.
I was like, too much.
Macaroni and cheese on the menu. Okay, Aisha.
Don't trust it.
Aisha.
I
don't trust
it. Aisha.
I know this about you.
Thing I'll say about Memphis. The most trash macaroni and cheese repeatedly, restaurant after restaurant after restaurant.
You being real disrespectful right now, Josiah.
I'm in Memphis.
You're making me emotional.
I'm in Memphis.
Come on.
I'm in Memphis.
You went
like,
to the wrong places,
but
Joe.
All I'm saying is,
that's your fault.
Who?
You went to the four bad barbecue spots in the South.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
You get a good barbecue plate at the gas station. You get a good chicken plate at a motherfucking Texaco in the South, bro.
Though.
How did you find the motherfuckers?
They're like, oh, go to this spot. They got good mac and cheese soggy, watery.
You can't ask Ashley where to find the motherfucking barbecue.
Watery.
You got to go find Aisha. You went to the wrong motherfuckers.
These were African-American Memphians. These were African-American Memphians.
I refuse to believe.
And I said, sir, Dr. Martin Luther King did not sacrifice his life for these musty ass macaroni and cheese. What would he think? Looking at Beale Street.
Oh my.
What would he say?
We gotta stop.
What would he say?
We gotta
That's
stop.
That's my favorite answer
we
ever.
Fucking musty Mac?
What? Bro.
Watery shit? Add some cheese. God damn. The quote Luca again. Quote Luca again.
God damn! He said, where the cheese on his. Woo!
Fucking yellow water.
Oh,
they put
shit.
Some yellow dye in the water.
Shit, bro.
On some noodles.
I just refuse to believe that's true.
All right, well, let's talk basketball, cuz.
I refuse to believe that's true. Anyway, do they win a game? Do the Mavs win a single game?
Oh, we're talking about the Grizzlies. So.
Oh, no. Bro, you was
so
tweaking.
Lost, yeah.
Like, what? Where are we at right now?
The Mavs in a game, yeah. In Dallas, I think they'll win maybe one or two. I bet this goes about six games.
Jason Kidd needs a big-ass 2-liter of soda that he can knock over at some point in this series.
Yeah.
But we always overreact in these moments because I'm watching the game like, damn, they might not win a game. Luka will retool. Hopefully somebody else on that roster will have the courage
somebody
to step
has
up.
To.
Mark Cuban, fix in. You have bread. Pay a ref. Whatever you have to do, I don't care. Okay? All my life I've been lied to. I know this shit's not. We talk about refs and judges like they're not assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's an asshole.
Yeah.
It's fixed. Who said? Was that Aisha that said that?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm seeing it with my own eyes. I'm seeing it too and I love it.
I love it.
Five stars for Aisha.
Indeed, bro. Tap in.
International smoke. But Aisha, okay, but are you international? Come on, we got enough of that. I'm not trying to be xenophobic. But be national smoke.
Yeah.
Let's get our ribs right because, okay, let's get our ribs where they need to be.
I'm with you, though, with the rib thing that, like, Be great at one.
One.
Be great at one.
You got a lot going on.
Don't do the K barbecue.
No, you know what I'm saying? Too much, too much, yeah. too much.
If I go to that restaurant and there's no Koreans, they're eating the Korean ribs,
do
I
not
know.
Trust it.
1,000%.
Do not trust it.
I already
do not
know.
Trust it. If you go to a soul food restaurant and no black people in there eating, you going to eat?
Nope. Walking right out.
Even my man Zach know what time it is.
If I go to a soul food restaurant and there's a ton of Latino people in the kitchen, I'm rolling because they took our recipes. I'm letting y'all know. This happened on Crenshaw Boulevard, and I rock with it. Southern Delicious, I rock with
that
y'all.
Shit go crazy.
It
that
goes
go
hammer
crazy.
Time. It goes hammer time. That's where you need to go. If you're in L.A., Crenshaw Boulevard, Southern Delicious, they got the good
I'm
Mac.
I'm going to tap it. I'm going this weekend, and fuck it.
Good
I'm,
Mac. I'm going to stop Latino by. Latino family in the yeah. kitchen, but they, and I rock with y'all.
Stop by Gorilla RX, get me some good old Blue Dream.
Ooh.
Stop by the barbecue spot on the way back.
It is a beautiful
you
dream.
You know what I mean? It's going to be fire.
God bless marijuana.
For sure. But anyway, I want to ask y'all, do y'all think, because we're looking at Jordan. Jordan's looking good.
Yeah.
Six man. He ain't playing like the six
are you,
man.
Are you talking about Jordan Poole? Because I thought
Jordan
you were
Poole.
Talking about the second best player at
where
you first
no,
had
we ain't
Jordan.
Talking, no, no,
I just want to make
ain't
sure
ain't
we have
talking,
our
we
Jordan
ain't talking about that dude. Right, nah,
not
he's old news.
LeBron.
We ain't,
talking about Jordan
we ain't
Poole,
worried about that man no more. We're talking about Jordan Poole. Do y'all see Jordan Poole being that starting lineup next year? Because I'm feeling like, dog, Klay ain't quite Klaying.
I feel like they should move. I mean, the landscape or the blueprint for sustained success in sports is Bill Belichick. Trade your players before they burn you. It's heartless. It's brutal.
Game is a game.
But you don't want to hold a player when they start to lose value. And, you know, if they want sustained success, they're going to have to make a hard decision with either Steph, which I don't think he's going anywhere.
Oh, come on.
Or Klay, because Jordan Poole is sitting there in the wings. And Jordan Poole isn't the guy that comes in and microwaves. He's the guy that you let him stay in the game, get the rhythm, and then gives you 30, 35.
Feel
so,
me.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Like I said, the second half of the season, Jordan Poole's been the best player on that Warriors team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, bro, it's hard to deny that. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, and have that man coming off the bench. You feel me? Like, I just don't.
If I'm
I don't
the Warriors,
see how long that lasts.
If I'm the Warriors, this is what I do. I say, you know what, Steph? We appreciate you for everything that you've done. We're going to amnesty you. And we're going to let you go to the Lakers. And we're going to see if you're really that good.
Yeah.
We're going to see if you're really that dude.
Prove it.
Do you think Jordan Poole is ready for these theories? I think he's almost good enough for these theories. We
as our esteemed colleague James Wozniak, told me I'm not going to take his take. But because I was like, yo, like who's going to be the odd man out? He was like, it's probably going to be Wiggins, unfortunately, for better or worse. But, you know, that Warriors team, that dynamic, they don't seem like the type to do some janky Belichick shit.
Yeah, true.
But this is a part of the game. Sometimes you got to boot these dudes because Bill's like, yo, I get to stay. Like, if I got to rock with Mac Jones for a little bit, if I got to mess with the Musty Mac for a little bit, you know, to prove a point, we're going to do that. But I'm keeping my job. I don't know. Y'all might not keep your job, but I'm keeping my shit.
Whatever it takes to win, I get that. I get that. So we got a mailbag question. Can Andrew Wiggins slow down Luka Doncic?
I mean, I feel like that was answered game one.
Yeah.
And will that happen again?
I think they'll keep throwing bodies at Luka. I think you'll have games where Luka gives you 40. The problem is Jalen Brunson like didn't look that great tonight. All the other guys around didn't look that great. Dinwiddie kind of looked like Dinwiddie from earlier in the playoffs. And Luka needs someone to help him because in the conference finals, he can't just one man show it unless you're LeBron James.
I mean, especially not with them. They play great team defense.
Yeah.
Every time he tried to get through, the first half, he got a little something off. Second half, every time he tried to get to the cup, they were like, it was 2 and 3 on him at once. You know what I'm saying?
I think the Warriors match up better against the Mavs too than they would have against the Suns because like, size wise, they have enough guys. They have so many guys they can throw at Luka.
Yeah.
Between Poole, Klay, Wiggins. Even guys off the bench that they can throw at him and at least stifle him enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they would have had that for the Suns. So.
All right, let's talk. Go ahead. You guys.
I was just going to say, I wonder what Pat Bev thinks.
You want to go ahead and jump to that? You want to
no.
jump
yeah.
to
that? Yes. Oh, damn. Was I segueing?
Okay. No, that's beautiful.
I mean,
you did.
We can go ahead. Let's go ahead and do that. So,
God damn!
Swipe
Luka
Danny
Doncic.
Green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Luka Doncic.
All right, so Danny Green, what show was he on, Chuck? What show was Danny Green on?
His own pod.
That was his own
shout
pod?
Shout out Danny Green. Okay. Shout out Harrison Sanford Legends.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure, for sure. But I saw Danny Green hopped on his spot, talked about what Pat Bev was talking about with CP3, saying that, you know, said Pat Bev looked like a cone against Doncic as well.
For sure he did.
Saying that you ain't the person to really say that. How do y'all feel about that?
I mean, hey, shout out to Danny for being hurt his knee, hopping on the pod, still doing his thing. Like, but man, I agree. And I think we've talked about this because I think guys are going to go at Pat Bev next year. I think Pat Bev, you're at the pinnacle of your powers right now as a media person. Just retire. Take the ESPN bag. The number on the bag is not going to get higher, I guess, unless you fight someone next year and then maybe it gets a little higher. But like, what's the outcome for him next year? He's going to get banged on by someone. Someone's going to hunt him.
So he should retire.
To get the ESPN and bag.
The ESPN
and
bag.
Keep talking crazy.
How much is Pat Bev making right now?
I think the NBA bag is slightly more than
that's
the
what
ESPN
I'm saying.
Bag.
Hey, Tom Brady would say otherwise.
Tom Brady.
He's not Caucasian.
He's
not Pat Beverly.
He's not getting the Caucasian quarterback bag.
What's his spot track?
Let me see. 13.
He's 1 year left.
No, I think. Wait. He's about to be free.
He's a free agent.
He's hustling.
I'm right.
13 mil. You think we ain't getting that 13.
He isn't getting 13 again. He could get 8. But if he gets 8
2 for 13,
years,
and that's 13 more.
For 13, but also if you look
he
at.
He could get 5.
What these ESPN bags looking like.
5 years.
They're not giving
5
him,
a year.
They're not giving him the Caucasian quarterback bag.
I mean, what's Stephen A
five,
got?
Stephen A's getting 12 a year, I think.
They're not giving him the pushback hairline Stephen A bag either.
Okay, what is JJ getting?
You get the Caucasian quarterback
hey,
back.
But, hey, what type
man.
Of numbers does Pat Bev do if he jumps on the mic talking this Pat Bev shit?
But I'll bet you he could get.
They paying Russo. They paying a motherfucking name Mad Dog.
Three.
You know what
five?
I'm saying? Hey, okay, 2022.
Let me just, because you brought up a great point. You can't be a white man named Mad Dog if you don't have hands.
Yeah.
I need to see what your fade array skills are like for me to call you Mad Dog. If not, you're just regular dog. You're puppy. You could be Mad Puppy.
Puppy chow.
You're not woofy.
JJ Redick the fucking
stomp. Oh, yeah, that
stomp
man, because he be eating that, man. That man be looking like food every time he say some wild shit. JJ on his head, dog. That shit is crazy.
JJ, you've ascended to almost light-skinnedness. We don't give out cookout plates anymore, but if you come, I will slide one underneath it. Slide one to you, JJ.
I feel
what's
like
JJ's first real name? I figure it was like Jim Jeremiah or some shit. I forget what
oh,
it
he
was.
Got two first names? Yeah, he had the that country ass, like, like two first
the
names.
The Jethro Jenkins?
Yeah. The made up name that I have.
I know. Right. I know.
Bro, I miss a...
What's it?
Junior?
Jonathan Clay Jr.? Jonathan Clay, what?
Hold on, JJ. Where's the other J?
Where's the other J from? Junior? Jonathan Clay Reddick Jr.?
JJ, where's the other J?
That jumper, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cashing
out.
Yeah,
the other J is for
Jimmy. Cashing out. Hey, J is for Jimmy for the show.
First J is for John. The second one's for the jumper. That would be fucking great.
Right.
The stick's going to get old, but shout out Danny Green. I can never hate on a man who looks like Lionel Richie. Danny Green knows this. And when Danny Green responded to Pat Bev, they went back and forth, and he called him champ. Knowing that Pat Bev was only won a playing championship with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota with the Timberwolves. The NBA is going to do an in-season tournament. They need to make a playing championship in like a MVP award.
Right.
Who gets like the name for the playing championship MVP? It's got to be somebody who, like Dominique Wilkins or somebody like that, who never
Chris
really.
Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Chris, I did not have anything to do with it.
Oh, no. It could be.
The Chris Paul play-in championship.
Charles Barkley.
Participation
Chris
trophy.
Paul. Yeah,
Chris
one
Chris Paul participation trophy.
Oh, my.
The bowl play-in championship.
You can see him hot behind the damn mask, dog. You can see
the Bowl playing championship. We are seeing the future. Bobo, you will ascend to greatness.
Bro, I think anybody can get it, though. I think a lot of people saying that you ain't the person. No, anybody's the person to get these jokes. I'll be out here talking about motherfuckers, and I don't have half a knee. You feel me?
It's true.
I say, oh, yeah, Pat Bev is an NBA player. He can talk shit on you know what I'm saying, about NBA players.
You know Chris Paul's rich because he hasn't even said anything yet.
Oh, bro.
Chris Paul has so much money that he's like, please, don't bother me.
I think Chris Paul is just flat out sad.
You think?
I dead ass think so. Chris Paul is
I
hurt.
Think he's sitting.
Did you see him on court? He was fighting tears game 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, this
at least
man
he's fighting something.
He is such a competitor.
He was fighting something.
He's such a competitor that he's punched dicks to win, bro.
Yeah.
And attempt to win. You know, that's how much of a competitor he is.
Hey, my stance on dick kicking and punching has changed in this very moment.
Really?
You just said that.
Well, you think he's just a competitor?
Do whatever you gotta do to win.
Ah! Right. That old fucking Rocky Marciano ass shit. Breaking the code. Yeah, it's very Bostonian of you.
But you're going to be breaking shit in Cancun, so you might as well go ahead and kick a dick if it means you can get a ring.
Kick a dick on the way out. Might as well. Fuck it. You're going to lose.
Squid Row seen worse. Yeah.
Sheesh.
El Squid Row. Yeah. If you go to Cabo, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. All right.
That place is a shit. Okay. Oh. We're just talking about places.
Yeah.
This is what you have to understand about Mexico, though.
Like, we've done TripAdvisor on this show.
Just because it's like a Kettle One bottle does not mean that there's Kettle One in that shit.
Oh, that's a fact,
no,
though.
And sure. When they come through with the whistle trying to... That is not actual good shit in there. That is gasoline that you were drinking.
You're drinking ethanol.
El Squid Row.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We got guy at El Squid Row after my senior year of college, bought some fake weed. And Zach, we had to eat that L. It was night, came in a nice foil thing. We're in the cab. Still seeing the drug dealer right, like outside on the street. Start unwrapping it. They keep unwrapping it.
Oh, no.
Keep unwrapping it. And it's like, damn, I got to take this L because I could fuck the dude up.
Was it even a joint's worth?
No, there was no weed in there.
Wow.
He just pump faked straight.
And then just stood and looked at y'all afterwards?
I mean, but he was like, this is my home court, chief. Yeah. What y'all going to do?
Right.
Good luck.
One whistle and y'all asses is toast.
Right.
The police are not on your side
here.
You
take this L or you take the big L, bro. Take the lowercase one.
And I said, sir, you win. You win, sir.
This is not
good
my story to tell. A buddy of mine with Squid Row goes down to the water to pee because the bathroom line was so long. Okay, it's like a day club, right? So everyone's looking down. He's facing the water. Police walk over the next. Hey, can't pee here. You got to go back up. And he's like, oh, okay. And he walks close to the water. Cop walks to him and he's like, hey, man. You can't be here. And he's like, I'm sorry. And he walks close to the water. Cop grabs him and turns around. So he's facing Squid Row, and all of our friends are looking at him. And the cop's like, hey, man, you can't be here. And my friend just stares the cops in the eyes and pisses his pants right in front of the cop. Cop throws him on the ground, drags his ass out, throws him in jail. Our friend's like, hey, we got to go bail him out. So they, after the day club closes, they leave, go get our friend. And they're like, hey, man, we're here for the kid. Looks kind of like a douchebag, frat guy. Can we get him? And like, yeah, walking back to the cell, like, this your friend? It was a different friend of ours. He's like, yeah, we'll take him too, but the other one, they got him out.
ASU, bro.
How much did it cost?
I forgot how much. Not very much. Like, not as much as you would think.
You know the problem when you're dealing with federales, and it's like, right away, it's like, how much money do you have on you? And that'll determine what we can fucking do with you. It's like, sir, can you just give me a price point? And that's my thing I also don't like about Mexico. Just give me a price.
Please.
I don't want to negotiate. I do not want to haggle. Just give me a reasonable price.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Barclays Mount Rushmore.
Okay. All 90 of them?
Mount Rushmore, more.
Mount Rushmore.
More.
But so his Mount Rushmore is looking like MJ, LeBron, Bill Russell, Kareem, Kobe, Magic, and Larry. So there's seven people on there. We have to choose four. Who are the three people we taking off of that motherfucker?
So
that was an unnecessary motherfucker, but I just love that.
That's good.
I'm from St. Louis. It's the
who do you say? MJ, LeBron, Kareem.
Yeah,
MJ, LeBron, Kareem, and I'd say Magic.
That's yours.
Who else?
Oh no, are these four on this? Okay, MJ, LeBron, Bill Russell, Kareem, Kobe, Magic, Larry.
Damn.
So I'm taking MJ, LeBron, Kareem, and Bill Russell.
Ooh.
I had to have some respect for history, but I think all of those guys cooked Bill Russell, but 11 rings is 11 rings. So.
I mean, Bill Russell, what did he play? The five?
Yeah.
What Kareem play?
True.
Magic's the best at his position.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what Magic did to me was extremely special when they were better basketball players. He brought the league back, you know what I mean? Him and Bird.
For sure.
That's why I choose Magic.
Magic Johnson dropped a triple-double with the virus that causes AIDS in his body. And I'm not joking around, I'm being dead serious. Magic Johnson busted HIV's ass. Like, let's really think about that shit. So he gotta be. I'm just saying, like, everybody remembers 91. We thought he was deucing out. I'm being dead serious. 91 as a kid, I'm like, damn, Magic's out of here. Magic is old as fuck now, healthier than me. So you gotta put him on that Mount Rushmore for sure. LeBron definitely. I might move MJ off just to spite MJ fans for being annoying as shit and for that propaganda piece called The Last Dance.
You put Kobe in instead of MJ?
Piece, but, hey, it was good. And we needed that during the pandy too, bro.
Because your choices are, you have two Celtics left.
Ooh, can't.
Or Kobe.
Ooh. And sorry, Larry Bird.
Larry was a dog, though.
Lawrence.
Larry, yeah, but
Larry was. I mean, he's not top four. I must round Mount Rushmore.
Honestly, fuck it. All seven get to go. Barkley's rich. He can
and also, I do want to say,
with some more faces on that.
I also want to tell you, I think Barkley is right. Everybody's good on here. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where is Mount Rushmore? Like North Dakota or South Dakota?
You put Kobe over Shaq on a Mount Rushmore, though?
Yes.
How high do you have to be like, oh, let's take this big ass mountain and carve some faces
you
on it?
You think Kobe was a better basketball player than Shaq?
I mean, what way? Yeah.
South. Like, who the fuck was in South Dakota? Like, ooh, let's take this big ass mountain and carve some faces on it.
There's a
some
story behind
faces.
It. I remember watching a doc, but I was high.
That's racism.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
They're working on.
Add some more faces. Stop being lazy.
I think they are adding a face, aren't they?
Is it Harriet Tubman or something?
No.
I've never been.
I thought
Mount
I heard
Rushmore.
It. I thought I read it.
Put Harriet Tubman's ass on Mount Rushmore. That's
Trump was like, the not on my watch.
Trump was like, burn all that money.
Right.
I'm saying, hard R, please. You're not fucking getting on my 20s. Yeah, yeah. I'll read Jalen Green's tweet that he sent at 5:48 p.m. on May 18th. What's today? I'm high as shit. Wednesday. Today. Shout out Bill Simmons, my dog for real. White, or those are like light skinned prairie hens.
You started with the big Simmons voice.
I know, yeah, I did. Yeah, Bill Simmons voice, yeah. He said, shout out Bill Simmons, my dog for real, with the light skinned praying hands. Praying the light skinned Jesus.
He ain't even light skinned like that, is he?
He's from Fresno, though.
Yeah, we can be up the same. Yeah, okay, so that's automatic light skinnedness.
Bill responded adjacent. And said, congrats, I'm still rooting for you. Don't let the fake news aggregators ruin it for us. I just liked 2022 Herb Jones more for the first team, which was the whole point of the joke. Excited to see what you have in store for your second year. Good luck.
I love
fake news. Bro, it's your voice.
I love
what do you
how
mean?
You
fake
I,
news.
I love it was on his fucking pod. Like the fuck, but anyway, I love how you added the tongue in there. How he talks with that fucking lisp. Yeah. That was great. All right, that's the show.
Bill got to hire 2.5 more black people to make up for that. 2.5
more, 2.5
more.
All right, that's the show. I'm the Jethro Jenkins.
I'm Josiah Johnson. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a quick witty one for this time.
I'm Zach Schwartz.
Y'all be cool. Peace.
Oh, hello, Buckets. Did you enjoy that video? Well, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to the channel, check out some of the other videos we have. They're all fantastic. Also, like the video and make sure to comment on it. Anything you want to tell any of us.